told me that the gas plant feed pumps are running close to the flash point of the liquid where cavitation can happen. Cavitation creates high vibration, and a pump trip is triggered. When we compared the two pumps, the beta pump was more sensitive to cavitation than the alpha pump because of differences in the suction piping layout. Also, both pumps are running above their design curves due to the fact that the plant runs above design throughput. George also mentioned he had contacted John about this incident. They have differing opinions about running the pumps. Operations typically wants to run the best pump available in a 1 out of 2 pump setup and leave the worst pump off as the standby. This leads to a situation where the condition of the beta pump is unknown. The rotating equipment engineers want to run the beta pump on a planned schedule. Because the beta pump is viewed as unreliable, operations is not supportive to make the standby pump available for condition monitoring either, and its actual condition is unknown.